Parshas Chayesara starts with the death of Sarah Imenu, the tragic passing of Sarah Imenu, and then tells us the story about how Avram Avinu attempts to purchase a plot of land to bury Sarah Imenu, to bury his wife. And he engages in dialogue with the Bnei Ches and with Ephron. Ultimately, he buys it. Although Ephron told him he could have it for free, he ends up paying Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, a large sum of money for this land. I want to focus on Ephron, really on his name. The name Ephron is spelled Ayin Pei Resh Vav Nun. And throughout the Psukim where it discusses Ephron, that's how his name is spelled, except for one time. The Pasuk, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayishma Avraham El Ephron. Avram heard Ephron. Vayishkol Avraham Le Ephron Es HaKesef. So Avram gave Ephron the money, Asher Diber Baznei Bnei Ches, that he had discussed with the in front of the Bnei Ches, Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, 400 silver coins, over La Socher. Now, what's interesting is in Pasuk Tezayin, when it first says, Vayishma Avraham El Ephron, Avram listened to Ephron. Ephron's name is spelled regular. Ayin, Pei, Resh, Vav, Nun. But then when it says that Avram Avinu gave him the money, the Pasuk says, Vayishkol Avraham le Ephron, and here Ephron is spelled chaser. It's spelled lacking. It's missing the Vav. It's spelled Ayin, Pei, Resh, Nun. Now Rashi picks up on this. Rashi points out, first of all, that it's missing a vav. Why is it missing a vav? You know, when the Torah puts in an extra letter, there's a word that doesn't seem to belong. The Gemara will go wild. The Gemara is a field day. Oh, there's an extra word. We have a halacha to learn, a lesson to learn. So we have an extra letter. Why is there, we have one letter less. Why is it chaser? Why is it missing the letter? So Rashi notes that it's missing the letter and then says the reason. Based on a Gemara and a Medrash, Rashi tells us, Lefisha Omar Harbe Vafilu Ma'at Lo Asa. He said he was going to do a lot, and in the end, he didn't even do a little. He said he was going to give it to him for free. We're friends, we're brothers, you could have it. And in the end, not only did he not give him a good price, but he charged him an arm and a leg. He charged him a very high price, Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, which Chazal tells us was an extraordinary amount of money for this land. And because of that, eternally, when the Torah tells us that Ephron took the money from Avram, Ephron is missing. What's the message? Very simple. You know, we do things. We try to sometimes take shortcuts. We try to take the easier route, even though it's not really the right way to do it. Whether in school, whether in business, in all situations, we're always looking for the easiest way to do something. And sometimes it's easier, but sometimes it's also not the right way to do it. It's not the honest way to do it. It's not the best way to do it. And the Torah is teaching us a lesson. Ephron thought, wow, he's making a great real estate deal. He's rich. He's going to be able to retire with this money. And everything is great for Ephron. And yet, for eternity, because he did this, Ephron's name is lacking. It's missing. That's the lesson for us. Every time we get to this parsha, we read the story of Ephron, and we realize, yeah, he made a quick buck. He struck it rich, but it was the wrong thing to do. He had offered it for free, and in the end, not only did he not give a good price, but when Avraham Avinu insisted on paying, he took much more than he should have taken, much more than he deserved for this plot of land. Such an important lesson for us. It's not the only time that we see this. In Malachim Aleph. In Shmuel Beis, in Perek Tes Zayin, there is a fellow whose name is Tziva. He's a servant, and he speaks to David HaMelech. He had been with Mephibosheth, and David had given him all of the estate of Mephibosheth. And in Perek Tes Zayin, throughout the Perek, Tziva's name is spelled Tzadik Yud Vav Aleph. But there's one pasuk there where Tziva's name is spelled Chaser. When it says that David HaMelech gave all of the items to Tziva, his name is spelled Chaser. It's lacking. Why is that? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Taima Dikra, which is on mostly on Chumash, but also on Psukim in Tanakh, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the same Medrash, the same Rashi, that just like Ephron took where he wasn't supposed to take, and forever he's missing a Vav, so too Tziva, he took inappropriately, he fooled David HaMelech into giving him the estate of Mephibosheth, and because of that, when the Torah describes him taking the estate, getting the estate, the Torah, the Navi writes it as Chaser, that his name is lacking, it's missing the Yud. Still pronounced the same, but it's missing the Yud. Because again, the lesson is, if you try to do something and you don't do it the right way, you try to take a shortcut, you think that you won, but in the long run, forever, you really lost. You did the wrong thing. There's one more time in Tanakh, at least that I found, that this same concept appears. It was 1 year of Purim Suda. We were eating our Purim Suda, and my father-in-law, he's a Balkore. He lanes Esther, Megillas Esther, in Shul. So he said to me, you know, David, I just noticed for the first time that at the very end of the Megillah, Perek Yud, which is a very interesting Perek, it's a very short Perek, there's only three Psukim, but I just noticed that Achashverosh's name is spelled and it's missing a Vav. The Pasuk says, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Vayosem HaMelech Achashverosh Mas Al Ha'aretz V'iyeh HaYamim. And the king Achashverosh, this is after the Jewish people were saved at the end of the story of Purim. Achashverosh places a tax on the lands and all of the islands. And Chazal tell us this was on, actually, there were 100 lands and 27 islands for a total of 127 medinos to equal his entire kingdom. Now, once again, we could ask the question, we know that Megillas Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara tells us. So if it's written with Ruach HaKodesh, we have to assume that if there's a mistake, a spelling mistake is not a mistake, it was done on purpose. Why is Achashverosh missing his Vavs? Only this time, in Perek Yud. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, was one of the Achronim, he wrote a Perish on Megillas Esther called Ma'amar Esther. And Rav Shlomo Kluger says the following. He quotes our Medrash in Parshas Chayisara that Ephron took when he wasn't supposed to, it wasn't the right thing to do, and he thought he was winning, and in the end, if you do the wrong thing, you lose. And he says that's what happened with Achashverosh. At the end of the story of Purim, Achashverosh tried to recoup all of his money that he lost. You know, if you look back in the Megillah, I know our minds are not on Purim. We're still a few weeks before Hanukkah. But if you look back in the Megillah, we learn that when Esther was appointed to be the queen, she wouldn't tell where she was from. I'm already on Pesach. So Achashverosh gives a tax break to every country. Why? Because he wanted to give Esther's nation a tax break to show that he appreciated that, they had, you know, such a person from their nation, such a beautiful woman, Esther, as a sign of appreciation, what he was going to do is he's going to give them a tax break. But she wouldn't say which nation she was from. So what did she do? So what did he do? He gave every nation a tax break, because their nation could be the nation. So what happens at the end of the Purim story? Achashverosh finds out that Esther is a Jew. Now, she's not from any nation. She's not from any country. She's not from any Medina. She's a Jew. The Jews are scattered all over the place. So he shouldn't really have had to give a tax break to anybody. So at the end of the Megillah, everybody's so excited. Achashverosh, the Jewish people won, and they defeated Haman. They defeated their enemies. They defeated Amalek. And everything is great. And the Jewish people have more mitzvot, so we did tshuva, and everything was perfect. And what's on Achashverosh's mind? Hey, wait. I lost money. I want my money. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, if that's how Ahasuerus felt at the end of the story of Purim, instead of being inspired by what happened, the role that he played in the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, instead of growing from the experience, all he could think about was, wait, you mean I gave nations a tax break for no reason? I want my money back. And that's why at the beginning of Perek Yud, right after the story ends, the Megillah tells us that Ahasuerus' first move, post-Purim story, post-salvation, his first move, right away, tax the people. I want all my money back. You know, the first Rashi in the Megillah, Rashi says, Vayhi b'mei Ahasuerus, who Ahasuerus? He was Ahasuerus. What does that mean, he was Ahasuerus? Of course he was Ahasuerus. He was Ahasuerus. It wasn't the days of Ahasuerus, and he was Ahasuerus. What does it mean to say? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, from the Gemara, that from the beginning to the end of the story, he was a wicked person. Now, it seems as if that's a tradition, but the Gemara tells us that he was wicked at the beginning because he, at the beginning of the story, the Gemara tells us that really, he wanted to destroy the Jews just like Haman wanted to destroy the Jews. For political reasons, he was nervous to do it. And Haman really pushed him over the edge. Haman pushed him to do it. But really, he wanted to destroy the Jews. So at the beginning of the story, he's a wicked person. But Chazal don't tell us how at the end he's a wicked person. So I once saw a beautiful pshat that I always thought this was from the Vilna Gaon, but I had trouble finding it inside yesterday. That at the end of the Megillah, when all is said and done, when the Jewish people are on top and they're ready to go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and they have a story of Purim, and they have extra mitzvos with them, Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim, and reading the Megillah and a Purim Suda, what does Ahasuerus think about? All Ahasuerus can think about is his money. That's a wicked person. He took the money without, it wasn't the right way to do it. He didn't do the right thing. After all was said and done. And that's why Ahasuerus' name is spelled Chaser. It's spelled without a vav. When he places the tax on the people, at that point in history, Ahasuerus is a Chaser. And the message is the same. It goes for Ephron, it goes for Tziva, it goes for Ahasuerus. It goes for anybody who tries to take shortcuts, who tries to take money that they don't deserve, who tries to take advantage of somebody. It's a very simple lesson. The Torah is telling us there's a right way to do things. And if you do it the right way, good for you. But if you don't do it the right way, in the short run, you might think that you won. Ephron got his 400 shekel kesef. Tziva got the estate of Mephibosheth. Ahasuerus, all the tax money came in and he was able to restock his treasury. But forever, for all history, we read these stories in Tanakh and we're reminded that in the long run, they lost. In the long run, their name was never complete. They're chaser, they're lacking. You know, we have times like that. Sometimes we forgot to study for the test and we know that we're going to do really poorly, but maybe there's a way that we can, you know, just a little bit, and nobody will ever know. You might win in the short run, but in the long run, you lose. There might be a way, a get-rich-quick scheme that you think is just, you just have to do this for a little bit, and nobody will know, nobody will find out, and then forever, you'll be on stable footing. But we see the Torah is telling us, don't do it. It's not worth it. Do things honestly. Do things the correct way. Take only what's yours and what's coming to you and what you deserve. And if you do that, you'll win now and you'll win later. If you try to get rich quick, you always lose. Ahasuerus lost, Tziva lost, and Ephron lost at the beginning of our parsha. Yes, he was rich after he sold Maris HaMachpelah, but unfortunately, he never recovered. And to this day, when we read his name, that he took that money, we realize that Ephron is really a chaser. He's really lacking because he did the wrong thing. Have a good Shabbos.